My friends, the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the day of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My friends, good afternoon. For many of us, the most difficult time of the day is that moment in the morning when the alarm clock goes off and it tells us that it's time for us to wake up and get ready to go to school or get ready to go to work. The ancient Greeks had two words for time. One of the words was chronos, and chronos refers to clock time. The other word was kairos, which means body time. What happens when the alarm clock goes off is a clash between chronos and kairos. Clock time clashes with our body time. Dream time clashes with real time. When the alarm clock sounds, it's the clock telling us to wake up. Well, our body time is saying, give me 5 more minutes, maybe 10. Give me just a little more time. I need a little more dream time. Clock manufacturers and their research departments discovered long ago, they found out about this tendency in our natures, and they profited from it by perfecting a very important device, a device that many of us use regularly, and that's called the snooze button. By reaching groggily out, reaching over and pressing that button, our body time wins a few minutes reprieve from clock time. Believe it or not, many people do take advantage of the snooze button on a very regular basis, and I'll confess that I'm one of them. But probably the best-known user of this particular device is a character from the comic strip called Dagwood Bumstead. Now, if you remember, Dagwood Bumstead is always waking up late. And we see him dressing in a hurry. We see him wolfing down his breakfast. He gets Blondie all upset. The dogs get all upset. He runs out the front door, and if you remember, regularly runs right over the mailman. And then when he gets to the office, Mr. Dithers, the boss, is waiting for him. Mr. Dithers is upset with Dagwood's tardiness, and there is a major brawl that goes on.